Hello and welcome to this episode of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan. California has finally taken some leaps and bounds in the immigration reform issue by giving undocumented immigrants their driver's licenses. Finally, immigrants can learn English the same way kids learn English when their parents take them to school, by cursing a lot. And not only that, this is a great way for Americans to learn a whole new language, because you're going to get sworn at in Spanish, and that way whenever you're late for work, you can curse your boss out in a different language, and he'll be none the wiser. Not only that, but this is also a great public safety incentive. Mostly because the drivers in Cali were getting sick of the way Mexicans were getting to work, much like pre-1.21 gigawatts Marty McFly. Most of the people that are against this bill say that this does nothing for the safety front. They say that they're bad drivers in their own country, but you know what? This doesn't make any sense. Americans can't even figure out traffic patterns in different states rather than a whole different country. I'm sure the challenges in driving in Mexico, France, or India are way different than driving in the United States, and I bet they're actually a lot better than driving in Los Angeles and New York.
First of all, I am sick and tired of getting stuck behind all these illegal... any of them! I don't care. I'm sick of getting stuck behind them. I got places to go. I got people to see. I got shine of the moon to drink.
Oh, hell yeah, you tell them, brother.
I will. That's what I'm doing. Let me talk.
Oh, well, hey, go ahead.
All right. So listen, I get stuck behind them. But what happens? They jump in front of me like they jump the fences.
Wait. They're always trying to jump. Sometimes they'll even crawl under them.
That's right.
You ever seen some of that? Let me tell you this, brother. You know, you're lucky you have a license. Now they're trying to give immigrants them when they took mine away just for a few harmless liters of moonshine.
Shine of the moon.
I should have my license, not these Mexicans that can't even read one of them yield signs in English.
That's right. They don't even know it's the color yellow. They think it's azul or something like that.
They mean drive as fast as you can so you can cut off the jackass coming up from the other side. That's what yield means. Before we go doing that little Irish jig that I love so much, let me tell you something that happened to me the other day. I was driving down to the Home Depot.
That's right, you were.
Pick up some Mexicanos to help me put some deck on the old trailer. And I say to them, I say, hey, why don't you hop in the back of my truck? We're going to build some stuff today. Guess what they said? He said, you know what he said? He said, senor, I'll follow you.
What, was he on one of them little El Burro things they got?
Might as well be. It was one of them little highbirds.
Highbirds, man!
This bill can actually help push the immigration reform bill through into Congress. And I'm sure other states can follow suit, too. Maybe the immigrants in Texas can learn how to be ranch hands. If they're in Utah, maybe they can learn how to be Mormons and learn about polygamy. Mexicans, instead of having 20 kids, imagine having 20 wives. Huh? Sounds pretty great. In Oregon, finally, hipsters can bring out that hidden immigrant that's inside them.
Oh, senor, sorry, I only like to buy my tortilla shells from Whole Foods.
In Florida, you can teach the immigrants how to eat a man's face and shoot their own Hispanic brethren just for wearing hoodies and eating Skittles. In Wyoming, you can, In Wyoming, I have no idea what they do in Wyoming, but whatever the hell they do in Wyoming, you can teach the immigrants what you do in Wyoming.
Also, I actually don't know jack shit about Wyoming.
Or just leave Wyoming. But listen, let's all get together and work on that immigration reform bill, right? Thank you very much for joining me on this episode of Forkful of Noodles. We want to thank Mary Stewart for being our cinematographer on this episode, and check out everything we do at ramennoodlescomedy.com. Be sure to check out the descriptions below and follow us on Twitter at Krish Mohan Haha. We'll see you next time.